Welcome to the spectacle of ultimate power. You are standing before Jacques-Louis David's The Coronation of Napoleon, a canvas so immense it functions less like a painting and more like a theatrical stage where history was rewritten in real time. The architecture of ambition. This is a monument to ego. Completed in 1807, this staggering work spans nearly 33 feet in width. David, the premier painter of the empire, spent nearly 3 years meticulously arranging these figures. But the physical reality of the creation is where the mystery begins. To ensure absolute accuracy, David had a large-scale model of Notre Dame's choir constructed in his studio. He used small wax dolls to represent each guest, moving them like chess pieces, until the geometry of power was perfect. When Napoleon finally viewed the finished work, he stared in silence before saying, "This is not a painting. One walks into it." The light of legitimacy. To elevate a military coup into a divine right, David utilized a masterful application of chiaroscuro, the dramatic contrast between light and shadow. Look at how the light seems to descend from an unseen celestial source, illuminating the golden laurel wreath and the heavy ermine robes, while leaving the peripheral critics in a soft, judgmental gloom. This technique does more than highlight the subjects. It creates a hallowed atmosphere. By bathing Napoleon and Josephine in this artificial, radiant glow, David manipulates your perception. You aren't just witnessing a political ceremony. You are being psychologically coerced into feeling its sacredness. The light acts as a silent lawyer, arguing that this moment was ordained by something higher than mere mortal ambition. The mother of all lies. The drama of this painting lies in what is present on the canvas, but was absent in reality. Look at the center of the grandstand, where a woman sits regally in a prominent chair. That is Maria Letizia Ramolino, Napoleon's mother. In the painting, she watches with quiet pride. In truth, she was nowhere near the cathedral that day. She had boycotted the coronation in protest of Napoleon's feud with his brother Lucien. Napoleon, ever the master of propaganda, ordered David to paint her in anyway. "It is necessary," the emperor insisted. This blatant fabrication transformed the artwork from a historical record into a piece of pure political fiction. It taught the world that in the hands of a great artist, history is not what happened. It is what the survivor wants you to remember. The ghost of the Pope. Beneath the layers of oil and gold, a secret remains. If you look closely at Pope Pius VII, his hand is raised in a gesture of blessing. However, X-ray analysis has revealed a scandalous original draft. David had initially painted the Pope with his hands resting on his knees, looking defeated and passive. Napoleon was furious. He reportedly barked at David, "I didn't bring him from Rome to do nothing." David was forced to repaint the Pope's hand into a blessing, a microscopic correction that fundamentally altered the narrative. It wasn't enough for Napoleon to take the crown. He needed to show the church actively endorsing the theft. As you gaze at the Pope's hand, remember, you are looking at a forced benediction, a correction made at the tip of a sword.